Chapter 7. Hello again. The man's greeting was cheerful and welcoming. I thought you'd forgotten us. Claire smiled, pleased that he recognized her. No, but it's been a busy time at work. It's been hard to get away.
Well, he agreed, it's almost December. Lots going on.
Especially here, I imagine. Claire gestured to indicate that she meant the entire nurturing center, not only this one room, where the lights were dimmed. It was just past midday mealtime, and the new children were all napping. She and the man spoke in lowered voices. In the corner, his female assistant was quietly folding clean laundry that had just been delivered.
Yes, we're getting them all ready. Apparently, their assignments have all been made. I haven't seen the list yet.
A sudden thought struck Claire. Do you have a spouse? Could you apply for a child and then... I suppose this would be against the rules, but... Could you choose the one that would be assigned to you?
He laughed. Too late for that. Yes, I have a spouse. She works over at Law and Justice. But we already have our complete family. Boy first, then girl. And it was quite a while ago that we got them. I was just an assistant then. No clout.
So you didn't even hint at which ones?
He shook his head. Didn't matter. They matched them pretty carefully. We've been very satisfied with ours.
A sound from one of the cribs caught his attention, and he turned. It grew louder, the fussy whimper of an infant. Claire could see a small arm flail.
You want me to get him?
The assistant asked, looking over.
No, I will. It's 36 again, of course. His voice was resigned and affectionate.
Could I? Claire asked, surprising herself.
Be my guest.
The man made a joking gesture toward the crib.
He likes being talked to, and sometimes patting his back helps.
Or not,
the woman in the corner interjected wryly, and the man laughed. Claire lifted the restless new child from his crib.
Walk him in the hall, the man suggested, so he doesn't wake up the others.
Holding him carefully, she carried the wriggly, whimpering bundle out of the room and walked back and forth in the long hallway, jiggling him against her shoulder so that he calmed slightly. He held his head up and looked around with wide eyes. She found herself talking to him, nonsense words and phrases, in a sing-song voice.
She nuzzled his neck and smelled his milky, powdered scent. He relaxed in her arms finally and dozed.
I could walk out of here, Claire thought. I could leave right now. I could take him. Even as she had the thought, she could see the impossibility of it. She had no idea how to feed or care for an infant, no place to hide him, despite her tempting dream of the secret drawer in her room. The man appeared in the doorway, smiled when he saw that the infant was asleep, and beckoned.
Good job, he whispered when she approached.
They stood in the hallway together by a window that looked out across scattered dwellings and the agricultural fields beyond. Two boys rode past on bicycles, and the man waved, but the boys were talking eagerly together and didn't notice. The man shrugged and chuckled.
My son, he explained.
She watched and could see the boys turn left where the path intersected another just past the childcare center. They were probably going to the recreation field.
You've got just the right touch, the man said,
and Claire looked at him questioningly. He nodded toward the sleeping infant she was still holding.
He hardly sleeps. Classic failure to thrive, so they've decided not to assign him to a family at the ceremony. We're going to keep him here another year, give him a chance to mature a bit. Some new children do take longer than others. 36 has been very difficult. I take him back to my dwelling at night, he explained. The night crew here has been complaining about him. He keeps the others awake, so he spends nights with my family.
He reached for the infant, and Claire relinquished him reluctantly. As she passed him from her arms into the man's, she felt something. She pushed the blanket aside and looked at a metal bracelet encircling one tiny ankle. What's this?
Security. It would set off an alarm if he were removed from the building.
Claire took a quick breath, recalling the thought she had briefly. I could take him.
All the new children wear them. I'm not sure why. Who would want one? The man chuckled. I'll take this off when I take him with me at the end of the day. The infant slept on, and the man murmured to him quietly. "Good boy," she could hear him say. "Coming home with me tonight? That's a good boy." He turned away, still murmuring, and took the new child back to his crib. Watching and listening, Claire thought she heard the nurturer whisper a name, but she couldn't quite make out what it was. Abe? Was that it? It sounded, she thought, like Abe.